Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., Congressman Don Manzullo will be here soon, en route. And as you know, these guys, they're busy. They got a lot of things going on, and trying to pin them down. Remember the song, how do you solve a problem like Maria? How do you catch a cloud and pin them down from The Sound of Music? That's the way congressmen and senators are. How you catch a cloud and pin them down? They're like that sometimes. Anyway, he's a dedicated guy. He's dedicated to small businesses, but he's en route. And if you know anything about Washington traffic, you know that it's unpredictable. Sometimes you get in the cab and you think you're going to be where you're going in 10 minutes because that's how long it took the last time, and it takes 30 minutes. So you got to allow some extra time sometimes. And who knows? You know, you get phone calls. The president might call and say, "I need to talk to you." These guys get those kinds of calls sometimes. So anyway, he'll be here in just a few minutes, and when he gets here, it'll be good. I wanted to talk to you about some of the things that are going on this year at the SBA's Expo. We've done a little bit of this, I guess, and we've talked about most of the parts, but I want to talk about them all together for a minute. And the reason is because I'd like for you to consider attending some of these in the future. You know, you don't have to be invited to come to these. You can come on your own. And the Expo is the Small Business Week celebration. Now, that's the biggie every year, and that's where they pull all the different things together that they do at different times during the year all by themselves, all the other parts all by themselves. But this is where they bring in the 50-plus winners, state winners, and one or two territories, including the District of Columbia, the top small business people of the year in each one of those states. They bring them in here, and they identify the top four, including the Small Business Person of the Year, which, as you remember, will be on the show a little bit later in the hour. And so that's going on. There are all kinds of training sessions, marketing, technology, healthcare, lots of different sessions where there are panelists. And they bring in experts from all over the country who will sit on the panels. And there's a moderator. I've moderated a few of them before, and you sit there and you listen to them talk about some of the things that they've learned, and then you can stand up and ask them questions. And it's a great setting for learning, for finding out more about things. It's an absolutely outstanding networking event. If you come to these things, plan to come early and stay late. Get plenty of sleep, rest up, because even when you're not in a session, even if you're not doing something that taking a part in one of the events, you're going to want to be hanging out and meeting people. Every time we come to one of these events, we meet people that become friends and maybe even partners. And it's the best networking situation that I've ever seen in my life. In addition to those things going on, there's also a business matchmaking event that's going on simultaneously with all this. And this is, you've heard us talk about the business matchmaking. And I'll tell you, folks, I really encourage you, if you have anything that the government or any of their contractors buy or use, whether they use it to consume or they use it to resell, if they're a contractor, from toilet paper to tanks. If you sell anything that the government or their contractors use or consume, you need to know more about business matchmaking. Because remember, the government has a 23% mandate, and their contractors have a 23% mandate for small business. They have to do business. 23% of their purchases have to be with small businesses. That's you and me. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that the matchmaking events, that there are four across the country this year, and there have been several in years past. I believe it's becoming the second most important element of the SBA's activity after the guaranteed loan programs. I understand Congressman Don Manzullo was ready to talk to us. Congressman Manzullo, welcome back.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. Welcome back to the show.
I was caught in traffic. CIT in Washington, D.C.
I just told them that if you've ever been to Washington, you can hope you're going to be there on time, but you might not be. We're glad you're here. I told them.
Well, I'm glad to be here, even though it's 5 minutes late. At least I'm with you for most of the show, Jim.
You're doing great, and I told them that you were worth the wait because you're an outstanding supporter and an advocate for small business. And Congressman Manzullo, one of the biggest compliments I could give you, and my audience knows this, when it comes to small business, you get it.
Well, you know, Jim, I was raised in small business. My father went into the grocery business when I was four. That was in 1948. And then went into the restaurant business in 1954. And my brother just retired from the restaurant business in December 31st of this past year. He sold his buildings and did not want to sell the family name or the family recipes. So for the first time, the Manzullo families are no longer involved in small business, at least.
Well, that's sad to hear.
Well, it is, Jim. And, you know, there are a couple of reasons for it. At least one of the precipitating reasons is the fact that the cost of insurance is just explosive.
Yeah.
And my brother said, you know, it's just a small restaurant. It's only 13 tables, capacity of about 50 people. It was, a typical corner Italian restaurant and with a little bar that held 12 or 13 people also. And my brother said, you know, how much can you charge for a plate of pasta in order to pay for the increasing cost of insurance? It's not just health and accident insurance.
Healthcare, workers' comp, and all that.
Everything goes up, including building liability and fire insurance.
Yeah.
Because that really wasn't a problem until about 5 years ago. And he just reached a point where he said, you know, I just don't want to work all these hours just to pay the insurance companies.
Well, small business owners all across the country are nodding their head. They understand what your brother's going through.
And, well, Jim,
hold on to that thought. We have to take a break. That's one of the things. As you know, we have to sell some things around here. We're going to be right back with our good friend Congressman Manzullo, the chairman of the Small Business Committee in the House of Representatives. He's from Illinois. It's 20 after. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Congressman Don Manzullo is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the chairman of the House Small Business Committee, and a great chairman he is, and an outstanding supporter of small business owners. And Congressman, thank you again for spending some time with us, and again, thank you for all you do for small business.
Good to be here.
Tell us about some of the projects you guys are working on in the House that will benefit small businesses.
Well, we just passed a bankruptcy reform bill, and if I had written it, I would have made it so that the little guys, when there's a bankruptcy file, would have some type of a preference, as opposed to getting behind all the secured creditors and the big guys. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Where you just get in line. And we see quite often situations where somebody will file bankruptcy, and there will be a small business person with an open account.
Right.
I mean, it could be for food or,
right.
You know, or even
might
if it's
be, might
for,
be 50 bucks or it might be 5,000 bucks.
Well, that's right. But it also could be for hard stuff, you know, like
right.
supplies and everything.
Right.
And you say a small business person sells somebody a computer and just does an open billing on it, then that person files bankruptcy. Well, the bank that has sweeping security interest in everything
right.
would take the computer, even though the thing, you know, 2 hours before the guy filed bankruptcy was delivered by the mom and pop computer shop, and with an invoice for $1,125.13.
Right.
So I would have liked to have seen, you know, more of more protection for the little guy, but.
Well, maybe
unfortunately,
that's something. Could that be amended later?
Well, the little people don't write those bills. That's the
yeah.
problem.
Yeah.
There are a lot of great organizations nationwide that represent small businesses, but the interests are so diverse that you end up with the credit card companies and the banks writing the bankruptcy bill. I mean, that's not evil because they're the ones that take the biggest hit on the
right.
credit. But the new bankruptcy bill says that. You don't automatically have the right to go into Chapter 7, which is liquidation bankruptcy, where you go in, you make a disclosure of your assets and what your income is, and then you just get discharged for your debts every 6 or 7 years, depending on how Congress feels about how frequently you can do it. And then now what it says is that if your income is at or above the median income, per state for a family of four, then you have to go into some type of a composition, which is Chapter 13, where you're forced to pay a portion of all your debts over a period of time.
Right.
And in Illinois, that figure is about $72,000. So I, for people earning less than $72,000, which has got to be the bulk of bankruptcy,
right?
They don't have to worry about it. The biggest problem that we see is one of the major charges that go on to a bankruptcy. It's not people buying frivolous stuff. It's medical bills. It's a friend of mine who's a bankruptcy attorney in Rockford, Illinois, as about 2 years ago, had $135,000. One of his clients had $135,000 in unsecured debts on credit cards. That represented the fact that the family ran out of insurance. They had a child that was drastically ill. And so, I mean, you know, there are other sides to this. And but the bill overall, I think it sends the message that you simply can't charge up expenses without being responsible to pay for at least a portion of it. So, you know, there's some social conduct in it.
What's happening, Congressman, is that people would file bankruptcy with $900 in credit card debt.
With what?
They would take bankruptcy with $900 in debt or $1,200. I've talked to bankruptcy lawyers who were filing bankruptcy for people who just had, you know, had a few hundred or a couple of thousand dollars worth of debts, and you know,
well,
they were walking away with no recourse.
That lawyer should have advised them not to do that because the lawyer was doing just for his attorney's fees.
That's exactly right. But that bankruptcy law has become a major industry. Congressman, talk to us about. We got a minute, but you're going to hang on with us because I want you to
sure.
meet somebody really important. There's a really important person sitting in front of me right now.
Great,
Small Business Person of the Year, and you're going to hang on after this next break.
You bet.
And meet her. But as we go to the break, I want to thank you for resisting the urges that some people have had to raise minimum wage.
Okay. Well, the state of Illinois, which has the worst governor in all the 50 states in terms of business friendly, increased the minimum wage by a dollar.
Yeah.
And, he increased the filing fees for trucks, and one company just registered 35,000 trucks in Iowa. I mean,
An Illinois company registered 35,000 trucks in Iowa?
Right. They changed the legal center of where those trucks are because... you just keep on raising taxes and fees, and that's what happens.
Some people don't get it, do they?
No, they don't.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, folks, we're going to continue our visit with Congressman Don Manzullo, the chairman of the Small Business Committee of the House of Representatives, and you're going to meet the Small Business Person of the Year. She's a great business owner, and she's a beautiful lady, too. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
In Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.